Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason. That sounds like a Ford commercial.
He was trying so hard with the radio voice.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
And I'm John.
This is take two. This is the reason that this is happening right now, because I forgot to hit the record button.
He didn't take the lens cap off.
We figured it out 2 minutes in.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. I was like, dude, why did it turn off?
You didn't hit the button.
And then I was like, oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah. But like you said, though, like 45 minutes in, 2 minutes in, completely different scenario.
Oh, yeah. 45 minutes in, we'd have had to do this tomorrow. Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer. And we'll get started.
Yes, sir. Father in heaven, as always, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here. Father, we ask you that you anoint this time for somebody who really needs it right now. Somebody who is listening right now gets to hear exactly what it is that you want to say to them, and allow us to be the deliverers of that message, Father. We thank you that you are good and you are faithful. We trust you in this process, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You know, I always say a silent prayer while you're praying.
Yeah.
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 And it was exactly like everything that. I was saying just a couple milliseconds before you is exactly what you're saying. So feel good about it.
That's funny how that works sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's moments like that kind of make you feel like the Holy Spirit's flowing through.
Like
you.
He's like, hey, listen.
Yeah. Check it out. We're good. We got this. Yeah.
We got this.
It's funny how I've had moments like that happen at church a lot of times. Like, in worship, something's coming over me, and I'm thinking about it and praying about it or whatever, and then the exact same thing that I'm thinking about, praying about, someone else, the person on stage starts either talking about or praying about, and it's like, all right, I got you. I'm listening. I think it's
divine intervention.
Yeah.
Divine intervention.
That one's yours, Durbin.
Golly. Dude, okay, so, you know, we sat around and watched Christmas movies.
Right.
All weekend from essentially Friday morning to yesterday when football started.
Right.
And then it was like, okay, listen, you got to let me have some football. Bad Santa, dude. We were on a Bad Santa kick.
Is that
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
My God, dude, it's freaking hilarious. Just the way he talks and the way he talks, and when that kid says, and he says, "What the is wrong with you? Did someone drop you on your head?" And he's all, "Onto my head? How can someone drop me onto my own head?" And he's like, "What the? You gotta be with me!" Oh, he loses his mind.
So let me ask this: I've never seen it. Does it have a positive spin, or is it just straight bad?
No, it's really vulgar.
Of course, I get it.
It's comedic, but it's not until like the second one. I think it's the second one when he like starts to like, even in the first one, that kid that he is messing with him so much, Like, he starts to take a liking to him, and he's, like, really thinking about changing his ways, but he's such a piece of crap, dude. it just don't work out. Sorry, I'm about to snot all over the mic.
No, it's your mic. Ain't nobody's got to be in it but you.
What's that green stuff on your tongue? Oh, man.
Gross.
Yeah,
grody.
What?
Sometimes I'm like, what? What in the hell is happening right now? It is that season.
This guy is happening.
It's my boy. That's what makes me laugh so hard. This guy is happening. You bring joy to me, man. You make me laugh. It is that season, and I'm trying to take a different approach this time. This year. Probably have been trying to the last few years, but just trying to not be so bitter, right, about, like, the things that I disagree with and, like, what it has become on a social standpoint and things like
that. I'm not normally this early or engaged this early.
Yeah.
My wife is my biggest fan, and I'm her biggest fan as well. So
right.
2 weeks ago, I put our Christmas lights up.
I remember
our Christmas tree, all that stuff.
I know. Way before me, bro.
And she was jazzed. I mean, she was so, and I'm not that guy. I'm always the day after Thanksgiving. That's when you put all your stuff up.
I've always been that guy too.
And she wanted it to be up for Thanksgiving. She wanted everybody that come over to have a little bit of Christmas spirit with the Thanksgiving dinner, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever. I don't care. You know, at the time.
How's it hurt?
Yeah, and I didn't have nothing else to do. So I was like, right. You know, it was kind of chilly. It's not like I could go. I really wanted to go ride, but it's not like I could go ride or do any of that stuff. So it's like, all right, cool. I'll hang around the house and work on Christmas lights.
Right.
I dug all the Christmas decorations out for her. We went and got Christmas lights and all that good stuff, and I put them all up. Got everything ready, but we didn't have no ornaments or anything for our tree.
Right.
For till like last week.
Right.
And then, oh, actually, y'all were here. You and Terry were here.
Oh, yeah.
We're building the carport.
Oh, yeah.
All the ornaments and stuff came in, and her and Terry.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, her and Terry worked on the Christmas tree.
I was while so busy
we were
with work, you.
Yeah, we were working on the carport.
No idea. Yeah, it's like cow prints. Cow print?
To me, it looks like someone sharded on a ball. But I'm not going to say that to her.
Yeah, I can't totally get what you're
saying.
I
look at it, I'm like, cow print, huh?
It looks like somebody stood over a bunch of white balls and went.
Yeah, all I got to do is bend over like I'm tying my shoe in front of a toilet, and it's going to look just like this. Exact same. That's funny. But, anyways, it made her happy. She's super stoked about the whole situation. And I get it. It's okay. It's totally fine. But that sparked a little extra something in me.
Right.
Like, now I was like, you know, we got everybody left Thanksgiving, you know, and me and her were kind of jacking around. And it's like, dude, let's go watch a Christmas movie. Champ's like, yeah, let's watch Home Alone. Of course, we didn't even find Home Alone before I was asleep.
Right.
I got up Friday morning, started watching Christmas movies. I went in there and woke him up. I was like, hey, dude, you got to get up. Like, I want to hang out with you and stuff. And we started watching some Christmas movies and all that good stuff. And then it was like, hey, we went to that movie.
The Predator.
Predator movie. Badlands. Yes. We went to that movie. And then my mom wanted to go to dinner. That was all we watched all day Saturday that wasn't freaking Christmas or Friday. I even missed the Texas game.
Ooh, you missed a good one.
Watching Christmas movies.
Ooh, you missed a good one, bro.
Watching Christmas movies. I missed the Texas game. And then so.
That's awesome, though, actually.
Yeah. But, and then, you know, Saturday, same thing. But we went. Shoot, we went to Christmas shopping for like. Dude, we felt like we were gone like 8 hours. We were gone 2 hours. We got so much done.
That's how that works.
But we came back home. I woke Champ up, fed him some breakfast. We started like, oh no, my wife cooked lasagna for lunch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so I was like,
hey. That's a little bit random.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a Saturday.
Three meat, dude. Chunks of sausage in it, like that big. Oh, dude, so good. Like that big. Like, oh, it was so good. I ate the rest of it today for lunch.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So good.
Yeah.
So anyways, moral of my story before I keep rambling on is the whole her forcing me into this early Christmas spirit thing actually felt really good. Like, I'm
right. Right. Yeah. And I've actually had the kind of similar. My wife is similar, though. She thinks kind of like we do. She's like, I don't want to do anything before Thanksgiving. I don't want to put up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
It seems like it gets beaten down your throat a little earlier every single year. Yeah. Like Halloween ends, Christmas decorations are up.
Bro, we went to, of course, Hobby Lobby, right? Which you've told me vehemently that you will not.
I'll park in the parking lot, but I'm not going inside.
I went into there with my wife because we were going to get a gift card, and we just kind of wandered around and looked. Because it's like, well, they got a lot of cool decorations, so let's go just look. Bro, it's the week before Halloween. They already had a whole section coming up for Christmas. They're putting it up right now. Like, we're not even to November yet. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't like. I don't like it to come so fast. Like, hold on, man. Let's take our time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, so I got into this, and I caught myself doing this with Champ and with my kid and my wife. I was like, hey, let's not forget the reason for the season. The reason Absolutely. For the season isn't yeah. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season, you know, and people like it started with, we were watching Four Christmases.
Right. I'm going to watch that this year.
Have you not ever seen that?
No.
Spoiler alert.
It's okay.
Vince Vaughn exposes to his nephews there's no Santa Claus, right? And the kids are like, oh. And that sparked something in me. And I was like, what's sad is that parents like try to beat this debauchery of BS down their kids' throats about this fat man with a white beard dressed in a red coat and a red hat flying around all these houses
yeah.
in, what, 12 hours and dropping off presents to all the kids. Okay, that, it's cool. Okay, that's fairy tale BS, but we don't think far enough into it that we're like, we really should be teaching our kids. There's kids out there that know Santa but don't know Jesus.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the part yeah. of it that bothered me the most. It's like, okay, there's parents out there that focus so much on not letting their kids find out that Jesus or that Santa's not real that they don't expose the fact that Jesus is real to their kids.
Yep. You listen to, like, I'm a nostalgic person, right? I like you, of course, you go back to the past, right? That's nostalgia. You kind of reminisce about, you know, your past.
Like the buffets at Pizza Hut when they had Centipede and Galaga.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah.
And you sit there and for like a, like it was like a nickel back then or a dime or something.
It was a
crazy
table and you...
Yeah. And you could, just, I mean, my mom would hand me a roll of freaking nickels.
Yeah.
And I just... Yeah. And I could sit over there all night long and they drink pitchers of beer.
Yeah. While you're over here.
Yeah. All geetered out playing Galaga or Centipede or something, you know?
So, yeah. So, nostalgia is something to me, especially with this season, right? And so, like, you start listening to Christmas music. So you think about movies, certain movies that kind of represent the season to you. You think about music that represents the season to you. You think about food. You think about traditions. Those are kind of things that are going through my mind right now. And there's a specific song that I'm thinking of. It creeped me out as a kid because of the movie Gremlins. You ever watch Gremlins?
Yeah.
The part where the record player starts and the mom's in the house by herself with all the green gremlins, not the little furry ones, and he says, "Do you hear what I hear?"
Okay, so let me ask you a question about the gremlins.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I have to get this.
You're all right.
Have you watched it recently?
I think I watched it last year.
It is not the same as it was when we were kids.
What's different?
It's not.
Just doesn't hit. It just hits different.
It's not like the movie's the same, but it's not like back then it was scary as shit to me.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean? Like, and now I watch it. It's just
one of the reasons I was scared of water.
It was funny. It was funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
I agree with you. Yes. And I actually watched it. I watched it last year. There's still a creepy element to it. There's some things about like some of the music and the jump scare type stuff that kind of gets you still. Even still, I've seen it 100 times. But that part in that movie, that music always creeped me out. But I listen to that same song now. It's actually very centered about Luke, the book of Luke.
Yeah.
Whenever Christ's, the shepherds are being told, hey, the Savior is born. Right, the three wise men, the Savior is born. It literally talks about it in the music, right? Yeah. And even now, kids hear this stuff and they don't even realize what they're hearing.
Yeah,
right.
It goes both ways too. Kids listen to like Doja Cat and Lil Nas X Sam Smith and all these crazy. I'm not gonna accuse anybody of anything, but it sure portray it like you.
Hey, where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Sorry.
And kids listen to that and they sing along and they don't even know what it means.
Right. The one thing about it is like it seems like this is still the last time of year where it's okay for us to openly proclaim.
Dude, but that's where we got to be better. We got to be
braver. Of course.
We got to have more courage. We got to be braver. We got to be. We've got to from everything I've read in the Bible, and I'm fairly new, and so don't quote me and don't, I'm not saying this like this is how it is, but there's something in, if you're persecuted for Christ, there's something in that. There's a reward in that for you because you are still standing on your 10 toes.
Yep.
You know, you're standing 10 toes down still.
Yep.
Proclaiming your faith and letting everybody know Christ 100%, is king.
100%. I listen to, my dad pays attention to the outside world a lot. Listens to news, watches news, all that kind of stuff. He's got a lot more time.
Dearborn, Michigan.
No, talking about the stuff that's going on in Sudan.
Or yes, the Christians getting.
So he was talking to me about that. And the crazy thing is there was a time in my life I would have been like, oh my God. Terrible. It's terrifying. I'm so scared. But now I'm like, good. Yeah. Not good because there are people dying, but good because people are dying for the cause of Christ.
Yeah. Right. People are brave enough to say, you know.
Hey, dude, look, I'm not excited about that prospect. I'm not like sitting here like, yeah, come and take my head. It's not like that in that sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that.
If they come to you and say, denounce your faith.
I don't think so.
Jesus Christ is Lord. He's King. He's my Lord and Savior. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega.
That's it. Like, and there's sometimes I'm so messed up in my walk that I feel like that's the only way I'm going to make it. You know what I mean?
Dude, tell me about it. Golly.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to strike that nerve.
But no, it's the truth. Yeah. Sometimes like you get in, okay. Sometimes you lose the battle against the flesh.
Oof.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah, a lot of times, actually. If I'm being honest.
More times than not.
Yeah.
And so you, even when I'm like forcing the issue and I'm trying to, I'm actually consciously fighting the flesh and I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah.
Even at that, dude, you still step away from it feeling like a 30% victory.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't beat this fool. And it's yourself.
I know, dude.
You know what I mean?
100%.
So I totally get the fact that.
There's some days when I'm like, man, I almost feel like it'd be best if I got that opportunity to say, yeah. you know what, at least I've been brave enough to say, no, yeah. Christ is king.
Yeah. I need one more chance to prove it, dude, because I am not doing very good right now.
I am batting yeah. way low, right? I'm yeah. way below the Mendoza line yeah. right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm batting like, I'm not even batting 100, dude. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm down in like the, I don't even know how you'd say it, the tenths.
The 010s?
Yeah, 010s. Yeah, yeah.
That's a new saying.
I'm not batting the .100s. I'm batting the .010s. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally feel that. It's. I said all that and kind of brought that up because it's like, you know, I'm trying to remove some of my own personal angst and bitterness towards the season because you and I both have similar feelings towards like how commercialized things have gotten and like how the purpose and the reason behind it has been shaded and clouded.
Bastardized.
And shrouded in things. And 100%, I totally agree with that. However, there's still something there. There's still something pure that can be accessed and can be taken advantage of in a good way, right? And can be used to be positive and have a positive light on people around us and also and mostly in our family, right? So, dude, I have grandkids. You have grandkids now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Your grandkids are still babies, you know what I mean? But I have...
Dude, I don't know if I call her a baby, man. That kid's crazy.
She's everywhere. That's our Thanksgiving. But, you know, I have a 9 and a 7-year-old. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I was thinking about, like, when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Like, a tradition that I remember from being a kid was, like, the first gift of the year was the day after Thanksgiving. And it was an ornament from my grandparents, from my mom's parents, right? Because I didn't have a lot of interaction with my dad.
Dude, you know what?
Sorry. Go ahead.
That's where we need to start like a different family tradition.
So I started that with my grandkids. We bought them ornaments wrapped for them to have.
Good for you. That's a positive.
Right.
That's a positive thing that you can do.
It's something that they can take with them and they'll remember forever.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all
so
about
small.
Creating core memories.
Right. That's exactly right. That's the point, right? Yeah. It's like, and something good. Dude, I got a lot of core memories that aren't really positive.
Yeah, I do too, unfortunately.
Most of them self-inflicted.
A lot of them are in my adult life too. It's like, I had full control. I was the only one behind the wheel at that point in my life. You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing? Like, yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, hard right. Double clutch. Missed a gear. You know what I mean? Like, God dang.
I did that today. I think what I've been, you know, just been feeling a lot recently is just like gratitude, man. I'm really grateful just, and I want to live with that gratitude all the time. And kind of like we've talked about before about like, with like Valentine's Day or whatever, like I don't need Valentine's Day to show my wife I love her. You know what I mean? Like if I'm not doing that already, then what the F am I doing?
Yeah, but it's not, that's not the point. You know what I mean? That's not the point. It's the same way like with your anniversary and stuff. If you're not making her feel special the other 364 days of the year, what does that one day mean?
Yeah.
It's totally not the point. It's that there's a date set there by somebody, not mm-hmm. us, not anybody we know.
Right.
But somebody has made a holiday out of a certain day, and it's just remembering that day you need to kind of decompress and make it about your significant other.
Right.
You know, like we make our lives about everybody all the time. My house is run by my dogs. So
that's only because you don't
Valentine's
have kids.
Valentine's Day and our anniversary, those are the times that I actually get my wife to myself. We don't buy each other nothing. We don't do nothing crazy. But I actually get my wife to myself.
Right. Right.
It's not so much that it's.
Well, and like you said, too, or like I was saying, the only reason that the dogs are that to y'all is because y'all don't have kids. If you had kids at home, it would be completely different. It would be the kids.
I don't know. Have you met my wife?
Yeah, I met your wife.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there could be kids in the home and she'd still pick them. She loves her dogs, man.
You're not lying. She definitely loves her dogs.
I made the comment the other day. I said, man, if I ever die, if reincarnation was a thing and I died, I would want to come back as one of them little bastards. They're living their best life.
I think I'd like to come back as one of them little dudes.
Their food is fresh pet, I mean, or whatever it is.
Yeah, the stuff you get in the little cooler.
Yeah.
Well,
treats. None of them get locked in a kennel. They all get to free roam. Like, they're all free grazers. Wandering around the house all day long, you know, barking at the blinds and just, I mean, like, dude, these dudes don't, they got it made.
You ever watch the movies about animals? It makes you wonder, like, what are they doing? What are they thinking? What's in their heads while we're
every out? Now and then I check the camera on Linux. I look, he's laying in my spot on the couch.
He's like, this is the best spot right here.
I'll talk to him too. I'll talk to him. And he's like, yeah, you can see the curiosity. He's like, where is that coming from?
Please don't let him catch me.
Nah, I quit giving a shingao because he don't stop.
Yeah, my dog.
I'd have to beat him relentlessly, and at that point, he'd hate me to get him to get out off my couch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not at the same, you know, he tore up our last one, but he's not at the same stage in his life.
Right, right. He's not doing
He don't that. Run and chew and jump, and he, like, hops up on there all nonchalant, like, not jump. He, like, puts his front legs up there, and then he steps up like a, it's weird. He looks
slow, little crawl.
Yeah, he looks like, you know them things on, have you ever seen A Quiet Place?
No.
And things with the freaking crazy legs, and they crawl up stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, and they got the heads that open up, and they hear sounds. You never seen that?
I've seen the creature. I know what you're talking about.
You know that, like, that's how he crawls up on the couch. It's really creepy. Because he like.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class. And our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you can lay down now, son.
So when he walks off, does he drag his back legs off? Like,
no.
Mine do, both of them.
No, he just like, it's like he bunny hops. He's like, whoop. But have you ever seen him? He waddles.
I never
like,
noticed.
Oh, he like.
He shimmies. Shimmies.
Yeah, he's like.
I like to shimmy. Yeah. When both of my dogs, when they get off the bed or the couch or wherever they're at, they put their two front feet on the floor and then they slowly walk, dragging their feet and their nuts behind them. Oh, which neither one of them has nuts anymore, but you know they just drag it off, and I'm like,
no nuts either. Yeah, that's cool.
What are you doing, dude? Why are you slowly dragging their asses off the couch?
That's kind of cool.
I have to take a video sometime so you can see what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about, but it's like dead fish legs. It's weird.
Speaking of pictures of dogs.
Oh goodness!
This is him in my spot.
Oh, yeah, he's like, ugh, he's watching the Bronco game. That's why he's covering his face.
No. Hey, we're watching a Christmas movie.
Oh.
Bronco game. Don't give me that crap. Dude, we're the worst 10-2 team in the history of the NFL, but we're 10-2.
You're 10-2. That's all that matters, bro.
We beat the good teams, and we play down to, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. We're the cardiac donkeys.
I'll say this. I feel like the Cowboys are probably the best 6-6 team in history right now. I mean, they've got the offense.
Y'all stroll into Detroit next week and y'all handle business there. Y'all are making a statement.
It's a dangerous, dangerous proposition after that point.
Yeah, because y'all have a powerful offense. Mm-hmm. Problem is your defense.
Defense has showed up the last few
weeks. We have a very good defense. And it's like our offense is like... Man, we got about 15 seconds left. Let's go win this.
Yeah. Every sinking Sunday.
Yeah, it's like, dude, come on, man.
It's like you want to see them put it together all at one time, right? It's like the Longhorns all year this year.
If our offense gets it together, if we actually come together as an offense and start playing,
yeah,
I think we'll be a threat. But as it is right now, we're not a threat. We can't go deep in the playoffs playing how we're playing.
Not like that, dude. You're going to get upset. It's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, yeah. we're going to get if we get into the playoffs, because dude, we still have to play Kansas City again. We still have to play San Diego or
LA Los Chargers. Angeles
again. We have a game against Green Bay. We have Raiders, which, I mean, say what you want. It's a division foe.
You can throw it all out the window in those games, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, these are all tough games.
Yep.
And, I mean, it doesn't look good playing the way we're playing. So, yes, I think we got exposed against Washington. I think that's a big deal. Whether we can do something with it and improve, I don't know. But I think we play.
How much of that is personnel and how much of that is scheme?
You know, I don't think any of it's scheme. What I think it is, I think it's just, dude, I would love for New York to beat New England tonight.
Giants and Patriots.
Dude, I hate New England.
Well, yeah. Don't we all? Where the hell did Drake May? Drake May? Drake freaking May? Yeah. Okay, I understand.
He's Captain Save-A-Ho. You know what I mean?
Come on, dude.
Okay, Super Slinger. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I didn't ask you about the Lane Kiffin thing. Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss for LSU. How'd you feel about that?
Okay, so I didn't know that until today.
What just happened officially today.
Okay, so there was a lady that popped up on my TikTok, mm-hmm. and she was wearing an LSU jersey, and she's like,
oh, she's excited for sure.
I'm going to leave this here, but welcome to the Bayou, Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I mean, was Ole Miss's season over?
No, they're going to be in the playoff.
So he's going to finish the season with?
Nope. They're not going to allow him. No. He took the job, and I think he wanted to finish the season coaching them.
And they said no.
They're like, no. And why would you? Why would you? Yeah. All these coaches and all these players that you brought to this team, that you've been coaching for the last few years, that you've coached to this great season.
Dude, and yeah, and Ole Miss.
And you're leaving.
Squad, and what's he leaving for?
LSU. Money. Money. 7 years, $100 million.
Yeah, I'd probably do it too.
I'm just saying. It's the state of the sport, right? It's the state of the sport. However, you know, big time coaches like the coach at Indiana has had opportunities to go make a hell of a lot more money.
Good for him.
And stayed with Indiana. There's been several of those coaches, man.
Well, like, good. You know, like, listen, if you can't – I mean, some of them guys they're making well over $5, $6 million a year. Well over that a year. If you can't freaking live – I could coach 1 year and live the rest of my life.
I mean, 100%. Like, come on, I don't need to – at that point, just like, what
– set your standards a little lower, dude. I mean, you don't have to have a Bugatti or – I don't know what the hot thing is now that – I don't know what coaches do.
I'm not mad.
But don't do all that. You know right. what I mean? Like, if you need $100 million in the next 7 years to survive, what have you done to yourself?
He doesn't need that to survive.
No.
Clearly.
But is he trying to set his kids up for generational wealth? Like, what's he doing? Because
I guess. Just chasing that dollar. My thing is like,
there's more to life than money.
You're not going to find.
There's way more to life than money.
You're not going to find a lot of coaches like Mike Tomlin who spend 20 years in one location anymore. Like, you know, Vince Lombardi coached the Packers for years. You know, Tom Landry coached the Cowboys from the time that they were the Cowboys originally until 1980. You know, I mean, 88. It was like 24 years he was their head coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to see a lot of that going forward. It's just not going to happen. No. It's not.
Because one bad season, people are getting – dude, look at what the Raiders paid Chip Kelly. Dude, the highest paid offensive coordinator in NFL history, dude. He barely made it half a season.
Yeah.
I get it. But dude, you got to give him time to put together something.
Yep. It's like, okay.
They want results, right?
Dan Campbell is the head coach of the Lions, right?
Yeah.
They have been the most successful they've been in as long as I can remember. Without any Super Bowl or playoff success, really. But like, dude, I remember Barry Sanders. I remember Herman Moore and all them dudes. Like,
Calvin Johnson retired. Yeah. Barry Sanders retired because they couldn't. They couldn't. That's the team they wanted to retire playing for, but they just never won.
So this is the most successful they've been, and then you watch what happens if they turn around and have a 5-12 or a 7-10 season. You know what I mean? You'll get one. You ain't gonna get two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like. I need to kind of rewind myself a little bit. Like, I don't want to bash on Lane Kiffin's character. I don't know the man personally. I don't know what his beliefs are. I don't know what his faith is.
Go do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, of course.
I don't care, but you've already built something with Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Like, you've already been in the middle of, like, dude, and they're doing really good. You got a winning program right now. You're just going to bail?
I got a question. We haven't been on sports in a while. I actually think we've done really good this whole year about not really being on sports, but now I got some hot take stuff. We got to get this out.
All right, let's go.
Okay, a couple years ago, Florida State got taken out of the college football playoff because their quarterback got hurt. Right?
Who was that quarterback?
I forgot his name.
Exactly. But
Texas got in. Well, because of that.
Okay, but hold on. You don't even remember that quarterback's name. But as soon as he got hurt, they fell off the planet.
Yeah.
We don't know where he's at. I don't know his name. Did he get drafted? Is he playing pro ball?
No clue.
That was the best player on their team. And as soon as he fell out, no one even knows his name. And now they didn't do anything after that.
Yeah. My question is, so his absence clearly affected that team because they did play a ACC championship game without him before the playoff.
And got their backs beat in.
Right.
Yeah.
How is the playoff committee going to see Ole Miss without their head coach? And so potentially he's going to take other coaches with him.
What is Ole Miss, 7?
I think they are a 10-2 SEC team. Okay, and so they're going to be 12. It's going to be
10, 11, 12, somewhere.
Alabama and Georgia in the SEC championship. You got Ole Miss right in that mix, A&M right in that mix.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Oklahoma at 10-2. And then you got Texas at 9-3.
What is Tennessee?
Tennessee got beat again at the end of the season by Vanderbilt. So
they're not.
They're like a 4-loss team.
Vanderbilt's a 3-loss team, right?
Yeah, I think they're a 3-loss team.
One of them is us.
Yep. So I don't know how that's going to look to the committee. I don't know that you punish the team for that. But it's like, it's kind of, I don't know, dude. Okay, here's the thing. It's a business.
It is a business.
You want the best matchups and the best teams.
You know why? You know, I'm gonna take you back a couple of years ago when we had an undefeated TCU team play a 1-loss Georgia team.
And got destroyed.
And got made them look like a JV team. It looked like Georgia was playing a JV team, a high school JV team. It was embarrassing.
It was.
That's the same year that Florida State got kicked out.
I was so happy for Texas for TCU to be there.
Yeah.
And then they got destroyed.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. That's a prime example of why people need to understand when, you know, they talk all this smack about the committee and, they just favor SEC teams. No, that's not it. Strength of schedule. Look, there's clearly dominant teams.
Yep.
You know, the Ohio States, the Oregons, the Georgias, the Alabamas, you have them everywhere. You can name them off. The old school Auburns, the old school LSUs, you can name them off. I mean, you can go on forever. Out of all of those powerhouse schools that you name off, 75% of them are SEC teams.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal to beat an SEC team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was listening to Kirk Herbstreit the other day, I think it was today actually, talking about the quote-unquote SEC bias. how there's such an SEC bias. And I felt the same way before Texas and Oklahoma got into the SEC, because I always felt like the Big 12 was underappreciated as a conference. I really did.
We're going to find out, because Texas Tech is 4 right now.
I don't have anything nice to say, so I'm not going to say
it. I mean, I don't know how to feel about it, because
they actually have a defense for the first time in the entire time I've been watching Tech.
Are they the number 4 team in the country?
Are they? I don't know.
We're going to find out when the playoffs start.
You're about to find out, yeah.
Because
mess around and find out, right?
Who's the last team they beat?
Well, they have to play BYU in the Big 12 championship game. They've already
beat BYU, didn't they?
They beat them in the regular season, but they have to play them in the Big 12 championship game also. Which, I'll say this, I think Texas has the slimmest of chances to make the playoff. BYU beating Texas Tech kills Texas. Yeah. So I actually hope Tech beats BYU.
Because same BYU thing, would probably take – yeah, we're a three-loss team.
Same thing with Indiana beating Ohio State. I think Indiana beating Ohio State actually hurts Texas. So I would prefer Ohio State just go ahead and win that Big Ten championship game.
Beat the shit out of them.
Just go ahead and beat them. Which,
let me ask you this, though. Do you think Texas really has a shot?
I think they do have a shot.
I'm not to get in the playoff, but to win.
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. I really do.
Like, take all the fandom out of it.
Yes.
See, I don't.
Why?
I just don't. I feel like we show up, and then we show up and show out, and then we've spent all our energy.
Okay, so we lost Ohio State.
We beat the brakes off of OU. And then, I mean, I don't know what it is with Georgia. They own us.
They have our number. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We stroll in and play A&M at home and run the table with them. I mean, it didn't look good up until halftime. After halftime, it changed, but
yeah,
it wasn't looking good before halftime. I was watching the score.
Yeah.
So we lost to Ohio State. We lost to an unranked Florida team.
That's the only blemish.
Horrific.
That's the only blemish.
And then a salty Georgia squad,
which is probably going to beat Alabama for the SEC championship, most likely. Here's my thing. You played Ohio State week 1 on the road. You didn't play them at home. You played them in Columbus with basically a freshman quarterback. Never, he's started a couple of games against chump schools, against UTSA, and – you know,
we could have had that game.
Wisconsin Commonwealth. Exactly. Right. We lost by a touchdown to a team that hadn't been within a touchdown of any team they've beaten the whole season, all year. They beat Michigan. Actually, I thought Michigan had a chance to beat them. They beat Michigan by 20.
Oh, yeah.
We lost by a touchdown.
I feel like next year is going to be a much better 100%. Year.
I totally agree with you. I
feel like Arch is going to have his legs under him. Like, we're going to go into it. Honestly, I feel like what killed our season was the hype train.
I agree with you. 100%.
Everybody's just like, what? We started the season at number 1.
We did. Yep. I agree with you. I actually believe that everything was a year too soon. I think everything was a year early. I think that everybody was on it, the hype, too early.
Yeah.
1 year.
And everybody talked like Arch was only going to play this year and he was going number 1 in the draft. And it's like, dude.
I don't think that was his plan from the start, if you pay attention. But to finish my thought process, we, just like Coach Sark said at the end of the A&M game, he's like, look, we chose to go ahead and go play Ohio State on the road week 1 when we could have gone and played Kennesaw State and just kicked the crap out of somebody, right? If it was about being 10-2, it's about being 10-2, right? But we chose to go ahead and go play Ohio State and outgained them by over 200 yards and lost by a touchdown. Nobody's been even remotely close to that the rest of the season. When Arch was playing terrible.
Yeah.
Okay? That's number 1. Number 2, the score in the Georgia game is not indicative to what that game was actually like. They chose to go on a freaking onside kick in a 1-score game in the 4th quarter, right? Snuck up on everybody and got that touchdown and, like, took the wind out of everybody's sails,
Right. So we end up losing by three scores. But it was a one-score game at the point that they did that onside kick in the fourth quarter. Right? This is against the mighty Georgia on the road yet again.
We beat three top 10 teams.
Correct.
This season.
Correct. Vanderbilt, Oklahoma,
and A&M.
And A&M. Yep.
I'm not even in the... Dude, look at that.
I can't look at it.
For all you outstanding listeners out there looking, that was a drill bit injury.
It's a question mark. Yeah.
Looks like a pitchfork when I hold my fingers up.
I'm going to get off that subject. But, you know, again, the only bad game really is the Florida game. Look, dude, bad losses happen occasionally, right?
The Broncos against Indianapolis.
Right. Bad beats, right? Alabama lost to Vanderbilt last year, right? It's what put Vanderbilt on the map. Nobody thought Vanderbilt was worth a crap, right?
Dude, Diego Pavia. No one even would know that dude's name.
So anyway, like, I think that Texas has a slim chance. The reason being, you have to remember that the people that comprise the college football playoff committee are college football people. You know what I'm saying?
That's all they study, dude. That's all they look at. That's all they watch. That's all they do.
I'll ask you simple. Texas is a 9-3 team who beat three top 10 teams, right? The two top 10 teams that they lost to were both on the road. They have a bad loss against Florida. I'll give you that. Do you think they are worse than A&M? Who they just beat?
Tell me who A&M's beat.
Do you think, okay. Do you think that they are worse than Indiana, who's probably about to get their ass whooped against Ohio State?
Depends on how bad that loss is.
Do you think they are worse than Texas Tech, who hasn't played anybody other than Big 12 opponents?
I do not think they're worse. I think if them two lined up in the playoffs, Texas would run right through Texas Tech.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we're competitive at this point.
I feel like Texas Tech is the one team that is in the playoff. If we get in, I feel like that's the one team that we would just bulldoze right through.
I think we'd have to play anybody. I think we're just as good or better than Notre Dame. We're better than Notre Dame. If they make the playoff, we're better than Notre Dame. I believe that. I think we could compete with Oregon. I think we can compete with them, no problem. I really do. You know why? Because defense travels. And we play really solid defense. We get after the quarterback. They turn the quarterback over. As long as you can give Arch Manning just a split second of freaking time and we can run
that's football. That's the problem, is he's not getting any time.
You're right. However, if you watch him over the last five games, bro, he has gotten into this really crazy, consistent ability to manipulate the pocket and, like, avoid the rush and make lanes for himself to throw. If that offensive line improves from this year to next year by 10%,
we're playing with 100% freshman offensive
line. Pretty much, right? Yeah. I think there's a sophomore in there, too. Gooseby is a sophomore guard. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, if that offensive line improves by 10% from this year to next year, he's going to be a superstar level. If it evolves 20%, it's just that much greater.
You know what'll suck, though?
Go ahead.
He'll get drafted by the Browns.
Don't go to Cleveland.
I'm telling you, dude.
I feel so bad for Cleveland.
Dude, I know, but that's where quarterbacks go to die.
That or the Jets.
Dude. Look, they traded Baker, or they let him walk and traded for Deshaun Watson, dude, who has played, what, six snaps for them over the last 4 years?
He hadn't done anything for them.
$230 million over a five-year period.
Fully guaranteed. Ooh, hey, Ford. $230 million guaranteed. I could do
Cleveland Browns. Come sponsor us. I don't care.
I could do that.
Y'all got $280 million to throw out there for Deshaun Watson. Throw us $1 million for Jesus. I mean, God dang.
Amen.
Yeah, golly, man. Throw us $50,000 for Jesus. Throw us something. Y'all got $280 million for Deshaun, the freaking serial massage rapist.
God dang.
Wow. He was Diddy before Diddy came out.
Yeah, he was Diddy before Diddy found out about freaking Johnson & Johnson. Golly.
The diddler is diddling your diddle.
You know what I mean? Like, God, oh, no,
my goodness.
That's dude, police couldn't even raid his house because of all the baby oil running down the stairs.
They were sliding out like they were on skis, hey. Baby. Oh, my goodness.
I got a good one. I got another good one.
They're all good.
My grandfather has the heart of a lion.
Okay.
And a lifetime ban at the zoo.
And a lifetime ban. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Slap some wisdom on me, dude.
It kind of, it flows into kind of some of what we talked about early. We got way off on the sports, which we haven't done. So you're welcome. Bonus edition. Epictetus, again, Epictetus. He is a wise man who does not grieve for what he has not, but rejoices for that which he has.
This is life lesson number one. Yep.
Quit worrying about what you don't got. Worry more about what you do.
Yeah. Breath, life.
I mean,
rejoice in the things.
What else is there to ask for?
God almighty.
You know something?
You know, there's people that don't wake up. If you woke up today, that's a blessing.
100%.
Use it.
You got an opportunity every time you get to open your eyes to not only make your life better, but make others' lives better. You know what I mean? You know, you listen to people talk about it, like especially sports. Since we've been on sports, let's talk about that. You talk about guys that make players around them better, right?
You hear people that make people around them better too.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think that speaks to me. It's like, man, I just want to spend my day trying to make the people around me better, which also makes me better.
You know how you do that?
It starts with Jesus, as far as I'm concerned.
Confidence, encouragement, faith. All those are good things.
Confidence, encouragement, and faith. Yeah. Put it on a t-shirt. Just kidding.
Seth.
Seth!
Hey, if you like what you hear, I know it's a crapshoot. I mean, like, it is, but hey, bro. If you like what you hear, man, come check us out. Man, Bumper Sticker Wisdom, we have a website. It's bumper-sticker-wisdom.com. You can reach out to us. You can listen to all our episodes. It's probably the easiest way to engage with us or listen to any of our stuff. Come check us out, man. We're just trying to do this for fun, for Jesus, for you guys. We love y'all. Thank you.
Amen.